Some people, they hate knowledge. The word of the Lord says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They lack knowledge. That's why they are destroyed. You need knowledge on how to manage your family. That's why you need to buy books. Number two, learn how to communicate. Learn how to communicate. Communication is not an easy thing. You know, your parents, they will teach you how to speak. They did not teach you how to talk to your wife. They did not teach you how to talk to your husband. You need to learn it. Learn how to express yourself. Learn how to express how you are feeling. Learn how to make your partner know what you need. I expect him to know now. At least he's an adult. I should know what to press in my body. He knows the button to press. No, no. Tell him. This is the button to press. This is what to be. This is how to do it. That is part of communication. Communication is when you pass across an information and that information changed that fellow to have a rethink. That's communication. Be specific. We need money. How much is the money? And the husband quickly said 2,000 to the wife. Is this how much your colleagues are sending to their wives? How much did you ask from him? We just need money. Be specific. This is what we want. That is communication. That man or that woman is not God. He should know that I'm not happy with him. He should know. You better open up now. Communicate. This is how I feel. He's an adult now. He's an adult. He should know. He should understand. He's just being wicked. No. Communicate. Number three. Know the time to be quiet. Know the time to be quiet. The Bible says, for everything there is a season. There is a season for everything under this earth. A time to speak. A time to keep quiet. A time to hide something and a time to expose it. Some people, they don't know the time to keep quiet. A man that is going through series of career stress and he's just coming back from your house. And then he's asking for food. And he took his bath. Went to the bed to just lie down. And then the wife came with a long list of requests. Well done. And then the husband said, "My wife, it is not well in my office today. I was given 2 queries in a day." The wife now replied, "The issue you are raising now, let it die with your office. You are in the house. At least, if you cannot hear, you can see. Look at it. Like 20 something requests that I brought. I mean, what is the reason they had you to work now? Why are you working? My wife. I said it is not well in the office today. I'm not interested in that. You know, but I got to the market today. The pepper we used to buy for 1,000. In fact, I spent 3,000 to buy it today. Don't tell me story, so. I know you have come with your story. There is a time to keep quiet. Learn that moment, understand the moment that you need to seal your mouth. When you talk too much, you can bring trouble upon your head. Silence cannot be misquoted. Say that when your voice drop like this, it's like egg dropping to the ground. There are some things when you say it, you cannot withdraw it back. So that's why you need to be careful. In the nature of good men, they love to express themselves properly. But women should also know that men, they have some moments that they don't want to hear whatever you want to say. Just leave me alone for some minutes. Just for some minutes. I want to relax. At moments like that, be quiet. My sister, learn how to be quiet. Learn how to be quiet. Number 4, learn the art of listening. Some people, they can talk, but they don't know how to listen. They don't want to hear other people's talk. I don't know whether you have noticed this. Even we children of God, when we gather together like this, maybe 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 of us, you will find one person among us that will always dominate the discussion. If this one talks, say, be quiet. I know what you want to say. How do you know what he wants to say? Let me talk. Let me just hammering like that. Anytime people are talking, you will be touching them like this. And he will speak. He will not allow that people to speak. Listen to what people say. It's not an easy art to listen. At times, what you want to say, other people will say it for you. And you don't need to be the one that is always being the mouth of the group, always. Number five. Use words that lifts, that edifies. Husband, use word that will edify your wife. Not harsh words. Harsh words don't die. Harsh words don't die. A man and the wife, they were just discussing. In the presence of their children. And the husband was talking to the children. Ask of the mother. Am I the first man in his life? The children that are adults. And the woman just left that place in tears. Ash words don't die. When you speak some words that will not come out of your lips, it stays with you forever. It's like an angel to be following you like this. Give you one or two more. Learn to compromise. Yes. Don't say, I will always have my way. There are some issues that you, as the head of the family, you will lie low to conquer. But you just say, okay, my husband, you can have your way. You know, at times women can see the end from the beginning, while men will see the beginning from the end. Yes. And then the husband will be saying, this is what you have. Wife that will say, if we do it this way, this is what will happen. No. But the husband is saying, hey. You as the wife, allow that man to have his way. By the time the thing now boomerang, that man will now come to you and say, hey, you said this thing, no, 2 years ago. We now learn to respect you more. But if you say, if you are not going to do that thing that I'm telling you to do, this house will be hot for everyone else. It doesn't work that way. At times you compromise. Not because you are not smart. It's because you are looking for peace in the house. At the end of the day, the man will not appreciate. appreciate you better because of the vision. Because of the vision that God has given to you. Bow down your heads. Let's talk to
you.
That God will establish peace in our family. As we begin to apply all these keys to manage conflict in our home. Pray that peace will reign. Conflict will be eliminated from your home. Thank you, Jesus.